This is a WAMC Sports Update. I'm Patrick Garrett. Josh McDaniels has backed out of a deal to become the Indianapolis Colts' new coach, a decision that shocked the franchise hours after it announced his hiring. The Colts confirmed McDaniels' decision after reports emerged that the Patriots' offensive coordinator had opted to stay in New England with coach Bill Belichick. Meanwhile, the Patriots' defensive coordinator, Matt Patricia, is the new head coach of the Detroit Lions. Patricia is also a 1996 graduate of RPI in Troy, New York. New England Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski can be heard on a 911 call, calmly telling the dispatcher that his home was burglarized when he was at the Super Bowl. Police in Foxborough, Massachusetts, released a portion of the call on Tuesday. The police report redacted all details of what was taken. Patriots cornerback Malcolm Butler says he didn't miss a curfew or do anything off the field that would have hurt New England's chances of winning the Super Bowl before he was benched for the game. In a statement released Tuesday on Twitter and Instagram, Butler says reports of misconduct off the field are, quote, ridiculous. In the NBA, Knicks all-star Kristaps Porzingis has torn the ACL in his left knee. Porzingis was hurt in the second quarter of New York's loss to Milwaukee last night. The Bucks topped the Knicks 103-89. Elsewhere, the Houston Rockets beat the Brooklyn Nets 123-113 for their fifth straight victory. And the Toronto Raptors routed the Celtics 111-91, snapping Boston's winning streak at 4. In the NHL, the Anaheim Ducks snapped a three-game skid with a 4-3 win over the Buffalo Sabres. The surging Boston Bruins rallied for a 3-2 victory over the Detroit Red Wings. And the Ottawa Senators beat the New Jersey Devils 5-3. A 229-member strong, all-female cheering section has arrived from North Korea for the Pyeongchang Winter Olympics. The squad, which features women chosen for their youth, good looks, and enthusiasm, has been allowed to root for the North's much smaller contingent of athletes. Alpine skier Trisha Mangan has been added to the U.S. Olympic team. Mangan is a 20-year-old from New York who finished 19th in a World Cup combined event in Switzerland this month. Mangan joined the roster after Jackie Wiles was ruled out of the Olympics because of a knee injury. Meanwhile, signs posted around South Korea's Olympic venues are urging extreme caution, and some 1,200 people have been told to stay in their rooms because of norovirus fears. Olympics organizers say the norovirus spread began Sunday when private security workers staying at a section of Pyeongchang started complaining of headaches, stomach pain, and diarrhea. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.